This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Robbie Say, thank you so much for catching up with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing absolutely great. So thanks for having me, Erin.
You must be feeling great because you've got a brand new album coming out very soon, Miracles. Tell us a little bit about that album.
We do, yeah. You know what? It feels especially great because this one we worked on for almost a year. And I never know if that is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, it's like it's either with great intention or it means we just screwed up a bunch of songs and had to redo them, you know. But this one, more than any record we've done, was really a labor. And March 23rd, the album Miracle comes out. And I really am excited. I hope you can sense it.
I've read about your other albums like Better Days and that kind of thing, and a lot of people coming back saying that there's a lot of honest lyrics in your songs. Does this album also hold true to that?
I think it does, yeah. You know, and as a songwriter and a lyricist, we're usually, you know, we're so consumed with, you know, attempting to be honest that sometimes it comes across as a bunch of lies.
No, right.
You know what I mean? This idea of being transparent and being real. I think we want it so desperately that sometimes we try a little too hard. I do feel like this record, probably more than anything I've ever done, comes back to just a more sense of real life, real people, real relationships, and real faith that doesn't necessarily have everything figured out, you know. And this record, really, more than anything I've done, I'm proud of that aspect of it.
Before we go on to talking more about your album, I was reading about your last album, Give Yourself Away, the album bears the influence of British rock, Travis and Keane. Now, I would say a very similar statement that I would make about another Texan group, Leland. What is going on with Texas? Am I missing something?
They're actually a Houston band. I'm from Houston. And I can't speak for it except that we love some British rock and roll, you know. There's just a bunch of talent here. Although, I could say that about Australia as well. I mean, so many amazing, talented folks.
But is there something in the water that you, like, you're drawn to that sound?
Must be, yeah. I don't know what it is. You know, it's funny. People describe our kind of sound palette, if you will. I always say we're somewhere in between Texas and London, you know. maybe right in the middle. We kind of get influences from a lot of Texas folks, but you know, it's beautiful. Honestly, as we travel, we just you meet so many bands who their influences are so broad, you know. And I really respect that, and especially these younger bands that are coming up. They listen to so many different kinds of music, and I think their music is stronger for it. You know.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. How did the Robbie Say band all come about?
Well, you know, fairly unnaturally, and probably just through relationships and circumstance and happenstance and a little bit of luck. You know, I live in Houston, and it's a very large city. And like most large cities anywhere in the world, there's a lot of great talent. And I just feel really blessed to have connected with amazing musicians. And these guys are not just great musicians, but guys who really love God and who want to live life within a community of people that know them and love them. And so we, you know, when we're home, we lead at our church, a church that my brother and I started downtown Houston. And that's kind of been a central point for us. So we've had a few guys come in and out of the band through the years. We've been at the church for 10 years. But the church is kind of home. It's kind of a hub. It's kind of where life and music and faith really originates. It's where we can kind of be ourselves you know, people can see the messy side of what we do and love us in spite of it, hopefully. Mm. So, yeah, and the band really is focused at, you know, right around the church.
How often are you on the road these days to being at home?
You know, it just depends. You know, with the new CD coming out, obviously we travel more, you know. Got a lot of new music to play. In fact, we had rehearsals today, and all this week we're rehearsing for that. And hopefully someday soon I'll make it to the great land of Australia. It would be a joy and a thrill. but, you know, it just depends on what season we're in, honestly. You know, I have three kids at home now. We've done this for quite a while. Mm. And with three little ones and a wife who I definitely do not deserve, we try to temper our schedules so that we're at our church more, we're at home more. And the things that we do outside of home are with great intention, you know. We don't just hit the road like we used to when we were we were younger.
Speaking about that wife, was your last album, there was a song that you actually wrote about her?
Yeah, there was. It was a song called New Day that was, penned for her. And then this record as well has a song towards the end. Probably one of my favorite songs that we've ever done. I hope I have a few people that agree with me, but it's a song called Long Way Home. And that's on this new record, so very thrilled about that. And, you know, anybody who knows my wife knows that she is such a partner to me. You know, I usually don't make any decisions on music or album covers or where we're going or any of that stuff without her, you know. Mm. And it's a lesson that I've learned. I wasn't always, I was more stubborn and hard-headed earlier in our marriage, you know, and I just realized I've got this amazing woman who can not only be my wife, but can be a partner to me in ministry and music and all these things, and just really, really grateful for that. And I was telling a friend recently that, you know, when we make these records, I really don't know what's going to be worship, because a big part of what we do is worship music, you know.
Mm.
And we lead at a church, and that's a lot of music. But I never really know how it's all going to come together, because I want us to write about things artistically. I want us to be able to write about faith and love and loss, much like the psalmist would, you know. There's
yeah.
this huge collection of the depths and the heights and everything in between. And my prayer, and I don't think I always get it, but my prayer is that these records get pretty close to that.
Well, I was just going to ask that question. What are you hoping, I suppose, what people get out of your album, Miracles?
Well, yeah, and I think some of it is probably along those lines. I hope that people get a sense that, one, that we're pretty normal, God-fearing guys who don't have all this faith thing figured out. I definitely don't want to be a part of a culture of music that tries to wash over the mysteries and just how huge and beyond our imagination God is.
Mm.
I definitely don't have faith figured out. I'm a guy who loves his family, and I love my city, and I love my church, and I'm so, so grateful for the chance to share music with people across the states, and now that we're getting to travel some across the world. That is such a blessing to me, and I'm really grateful for that. But I hope when people pick up my record, they just get a sense of some honesty, you know.
Mm.
There's better songwriters than me, and there's better singers than me, and there's definitely better guitar players than me. But I hope that when they pick it up, they maybe sense like, you know what, I kind of feel like I know him a little bit and can relate to some of the stuff that he's singing about.
Let's talk about the recording process of this album. On MySpace, there's this great video of you guys at this kind of, what is it, like a studio retreat or something like that?
Yeah, that's pretty well said, actually. It's there was this Christian singer named Billy Crockett. He was kind of back in the day, maybe in the 80s, early 90s, amazing guitar player. Long story short, he owns this amazing, amazing, what he calls a studio retreat, which I think you just said, so that's exactly right. And he really wants it to be an artistic retreat where people come, they power down their phones and their computers, and they view the stars. He's kind of a well-known astronomer now, and so he's got these amazing telescopes.
Wow.
And as you can imagine, trying to write songs and record music in that kind of environment is kind of a once in a lifetime. And it's out in the hills in Texas. When you get out west in Texas is when it starts to get hilly. I wouldn't say we have mountains, but we definitely have some beautiful beautiful hills. And that's where the skies, you know, you hear about Texas skies. Well, that's really where that's where they're gorgeous. I know you got spots like that in Australia. We go, man, if you want to see the skies, like, that's where you go, you know.
Yeah.
And his place was one of these places. And so to write and record this record there was honestly was a dream of mine. I've been wanting to do that for 3 or 4 years since I first saw his place. And I finally twisted his arm and talked him into it, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just it was a beautiful, beautiful week.
Do you think you'll be able to twist his arm again for the next album?
You know what? I'm already starting to jockey for position, you know, because I think he fills up pretty fast. So,
wow.
I'm starting to send him emails and say, hey, what do you think? You know, and maybe we could sneak back out there.
I think I'm going to pretend to have a band and try to get out there. It just looks so lovely.
Well, you know, one of my favorite writers is a friend of mine named Donald Miller. and he's an amazing writer, and he's actually the one who called me, and he lives in Portland. He's from Texas, but he lives out in Portland, Oregon, but he said to me, do you know about this place called, it's called Blue Rock, and he's like, do you know about this? And so I looked it up, and ever since then, and I think, I don't think he's actually gone out, but he's hoping to go out and maybe write some, and it's just that kind of place, you know, it's really a special place.
Speaking about special, you've released your album on vinyl as well.
Yeah, we are. We're really thrilled about that. I'm a vinyl collector. I love old records. I love old jazz records, and I'm loving buying. You know, I'm looking at a band called Fleet Foxes. They're a great band, and I'm looking at their record on vinyl. And so when we talked about, you know, this new music, I thought I would love it if we could do vinyl. Now the vinyl comes with a digital download of the record, so people can still put it on the iPod and whatnot, but for those of you, you know, who want to collect some vinyl, here's a chance. One guy actually wrote on Twitter. He said, "I just pre-ordered the vinyl. Now I have to go buy a record player." So I thought, well, whatever order you do it in, that's fine with me.
Well, because I saw David Crowder Band doing the same thing, and I thought, what is going on?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. David's a good friend of mine, also a fellow Texan, and I saw him do that, and I thought, I can't let him be the only one getting away with that. I've got to figure out how to do that. So, yeah, we're really thrilled about that.
Well, it is pretty cool. To end our time together, Robbie, I wanted to do 120 seconds of getting to know you quiz bonanza, just so we can get a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start the clock now. What is your full name?
Robert Earl, which my wife makes fun of me. C, Robert Earl C.
Oh, very nice. Dream instrument?
Oh, my goodness. Probably the harp.
Wow.
Have you seen these people? It's amazing.
It's pretty amazing. What are you most afraid of?
Jumping out of a plane, which has been propositioned to me recently. So... that I'm not so sure about.
What do you do when you get bored?
You know what? I'm rarely, but I have three little kids in my house, so boredom is not an option around here, trust me.
Which song do you wish you wrote?
Oh, my goodness. Probably Hello Goodbye by the Beatles.
Oh, good song. What is the last vinyl album that you bought?
I rebought a Miles Davis. Some kind of blue, which is an amazing, amazing record.
Favorite movie character?
Oh, goodness. Well, my favorite movie is Back to the Future, so I would say Marty McFly.
Oh, awesome. Dream car?
Oh, I'm not a big car. I like those old Land Cruisers, some kind of, you know, late 70s Land Cruiser.
Favorite pizza topping?
I'm easy. Pepperoni.
And if you were a tour guide of Houston, Texas, where would you take us?
Actually, the rodeo just started. So if you come to Houston, the biggest rodeo in the world, you come in March, that's where we're going.
It gets confusing because here in Australia, I can't remember, I think we say rodeo and you guys say rodeo.
Is that right? Rodeo?
Yeah, rodeo.
Well, there's Rodeo Drive in L.A. That's about as close as we get to that in the States.
Well, maybe we do say rodeo. I can't remember. Oh, I'm confused now.
you probably don't say it very often, so there's no reason to really know.
That's very true. Well, Robbie, thank you so much for catching up with us today and being honest about this new album, and all the best with it. And we can't wait to have you in Australia.
Aaron, really enjoyed chatting. Thank you so much. Talk soon.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.